This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday, he directed all security agencies to work in a mission mode and ensure quick response in a coordinated manner. He highlighted that the fight against terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir is in its decisive phase. Mr. Shah added that recent incidents show that terrorism has been forced to shrink from highly organized acts of terrorism violence to a mere proxy war. The Home Minister emphasized on seamless coordination amongst the security agencies, identifying vulnerable areas and addressing the security concerns of such areas. Mr. Shah also appreciated the security agencies and Jammu and Kashmir administration for successful conduct of the Lok Sabha elections, which witnessed a record voter turnout in Jammu and Kashmir. The Home Minister also reviewed the preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. The annual Yatra is set to begin from 29th of this month and will continue till 19th of August. Chief of the Army Staff General Manoj Pandey met with Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. General Pandey called on Mr. Shah after attending two meetings convened by Mr. Shah to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and the preparations for the Amarnath pilgrimage. General Pandey will retire from service on 30th of June. Online booking of helicopter service for this year's Amarnath Yatra has begun. Sri Amarnath Ji Shrine Board, SASB, has started the facility for both Baltal and Pahalgam Yatra routes for this year's 52-day long Sri Amarnath Yatra. A statement by SASB said that the annual pilgrimage of Amarnath is starting on 29th of June and will conclude on 19th of August on the day of Raksha Bandhan, coinciding with Shravan Purnima festival. Officials said that for the North Kashmir Baltal route, helicopter service is being provided on Nilgrat Panchatarni Nilgrat, and for Pahalgam route, it will be available on Pahalgam Panchatarni Pahalgam route. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that no officials of National Testing Agency, NTA, will be spared if they are found guilty of irregularities in the conducting of this year's National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, exam. Speaking to media persons at Sambalpur in Odisha yesterday, he said some irregularities have come to light in two places. The government is concerned about this and no culprit will be spared. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 30th of this month. It will be 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. India's textile exports grew by 9.59% in May this year compared to the previous year, despite unfavorable economic conditions in major markets such as the European Union, EU, the US and West Asian nations. In a report, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, CITI, said India's apparel exports also saw a growth of 9.84% during the same period. The festival of sacrifice, Eid ul-Adha or Bakrid, is being celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid prayer congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the people of the nation on the occasion of Eid ul-Zuha. In archery, Ankita Bhakat and Bhajan Kaur sealed India a quota place in the women's individual recurve event from the final Olympic qualifier in Antalya, Turkey yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.